Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves videocast. Today I'm joined with a really good old friend. We've been friends a long time, I should say. A Gavin Downey, Group Product Manager for High Brightness Projectors at Epson, the world's leading projector company. Gavin, how are you?
I'm great, Gary. Great to see you again.
Great to see you. When, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, you and I had a discussion. I think you were just entering the high brightness category, large venue category. And it was interesting at that time, if you looked at the data, any category that Epson got into, they took the leadership position in. That was a tough category though, because you had these stalwart brands that were in there, and they weren't in there necessarily for the projectors. They were in there because of the quality of the lenses and the amount of lenses that were in stock. But here we are 10, 12 years later, and you're the leader in that category. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Gary. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, we have nothing but appreciation for the competitors in this category, right? Like in high brightness, particularly above, you know, 10, 15, 20,000 lumens, there's all the players are quite good. But what we did, right, as the technology shifted away from lamp and into laser, you know, Seiko Epson Corporation really dedicated a lot of engineering to implementing laser in interchangeable lens instead of first implementing it in classroom where we have a dominant position. So I think it was a very conscious decision of ours to sort of, you know, earn our place in that part of the industry. And, you know, through talking to folks like yourself or your listeners and people in the end user communities and integration communities, they've been very kind in terms of helping us design things that no one else is doing. So it's working out. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. And you've got projectors in every category. You've got home center projectors, but like you said, you're dominating education still. And projectors aren't going to go away from education for a long time, because how are you going to build a classroom and get large imaging affordably? It's going to be a while. But digital signage is another area you've pioneered in projection. Of course, large venue, auditoriums, and live events, projection mapping. You're going to be in booth W1800, if I get that right. Yeah, W8 West Hall and booth 1800 at Infocom. What can we expect? What when we walk in the booth, you always do some spectacular at the entrance of the booth. Are you going to give us a hint of what it is and what kind of new products are you going to launch?
Of course. So thanks. I mean, we're, as always, right, Infocom is the premier show for us here in North America. So we came off of a very strong ISC in Barcelona, and thank you for seeing us on the stand there. It was great.
That umbrella was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool, right? So it's probably one of the more exciting Infocoms that we've done. We, going back all the way to 2016, all of our interchangeable lens projectors were doing a single shift. And so we were, instead of putting 2 million pixels up like standard WUHDA, we were putting 4 million pixels up. Yeah. And, you know, at the time, everyone's like, well, that's not full 4K. That's not 8 million pixels. And we were kind of like, I'm not sure that's true. We're obviously a very humble, transparent company, but net, right? We're making the pixels half the size.
Yeah.
The same lens at the same price point, full 3-chip color, pixels are half the size.
And I think what y'all were doing there was interesting, because you were sort of challenging, like, okay, take a look at this next to 4K, and is the performance price efficiency trade-off worth the extra money? For the size and the performance that you're getting out of these smaller projectors that are available today?
I think you hit it on the head. And back then, right, viewing distances, quite frankly, for large venue, were pretty far back, right? And what we found was that by shifting once and putting 4 million pixels where previously there were 2 million pixels, the experience was quite good. But subsequently, right, in these last few years, viewing distances have gotten a lot closer.
Yeah, a lot closer. Well, the density of pixels increased. People are going to sit closer to the screen. Yeah,
that's right. So, you know, what the concept of what's a big image has really changed and evolved to close viewing distances. So we're pretty excited. This at the booth this year, we're going to announce an 8,000 lumen, 10,000 lumen, 13,000 lumen, 16,000 lumen, and 20,000 lumen full 4K. So we're going to be putting 8 million pixels up. So you'll still be able to
get... You're going to do full 4K without the image shifting or anything.
No, there'll be shifter. It'll be...
Shifter. Yeah. Okay, but you'll put the full 4K up by making the pixel smaller.
That's exactly right. So okay, yeah. Just similar to our competitors, where they're using a technology that's called wobulation.
Yeah.
We have another technology. So Epson is part of Seiko Epson. So we make all the Seiko watches in the world. So we're really good at very precise, compact, and efficient technology. So we're coming at it from an entirely different point of view. And what we're going to do is put very precise shifting to get to those 8 million pixels. And it would not be called wobulating in any way, shape, or form. It's very precise. So
what are you going to call it? What is the terminology you're
going to
use?
Called crystal motion, which I don't know, it sounds very California, but it was designed in Japan. But so we've got a whole range of new, brand new 4K projectors up there. We're going to be showing what's possible. We're very close viewing distances. But it's not just resolution. We're seeing a lot of folks in the market are kind of making trade-offs between color and resolution. So there are quite a few shifters from our competition that are putting 8 million pixels up, but they're sequential color, right? So they're like a one
right.
or something. So we're going to do a full 3-chip color, 8 million pixels, and then even taking it further, right? So not only 3-chip color, but improvements in native contrast. So the blacks look really, really black, the same 3LCD, really beautiful color, but higher resolution. So that's probably one of the more exciting aspects of the booth this year. We're going to continue to highlight what's possible with 0.16 throw. Okay. So that extreme short throw solutions, the 810, 815, we're going to be showing those in a whole new light and what you can do with those. We're getting a lot of interest, obviously, as cart-based solutions in education. But people are using them for hallways and immersion and museums.
The short throw is amazing because you can, you can use it as a projector that can project on any surface from a very short distance. And you're able to do different aspect ratios, too, which I think is really cool. At ISE, you showed 21:9 aspect ratio in that configuration in a credenza that was mobile as well, that you partnered. I forget the company you partnered with, but you partnered with a company that built that for you.
Yeah, I think it might've been Salamander, but
I think it was Salamander. Yeah.
Gary, you've been talking about this for years, right? The evolution of the digital canvas, right?
Yeah.
Where you're sort of freeing yourself from an aspect ratio, right? Where EDID is no longer dictating the size. And
speaking of which, at ISE, you did a 3-projector education concept of an interactive wall.
Yeah.
I think that can gain a lot of traction. Are you going to bring that back at Infocom?
It won't be exactly like that, but we're going to be demonstrating the extreme short throw in sort of novel ways. It's pretty exciting, right? And I mean, it's even got like surface correction using the camera on your phone.
Yeah.
It's a really transformative technology. I think my colleague Remy Del Mar is managing that, and it's a really interesting thing. So we're going to be highlighting that. We're going to be highlighting one of the few, I believe, fixed architectural projection exhibits or buildings in the country. So we worked with a company called Blockhouse Media, and they use Tempest enclosures and are projecting on a performing arts center in Carmel, Indiana. We built
outside.
Yeah, and it's permanent, right? So it's like fixed install, but it's architectural projection.
Okay.
It goes off every night, right? According to, when darkness falls or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just stunning, right? So we're going to
I think that has a lot of potential of like turning downtown spaces into more vibrant, sort of exciting spaces at night, right? Where people leave town and they go to the suburbs. You can bring a lot more because the time you want to bring them back is at night where those restaurants and the bars and the entertainment can be there. And if you get one to do it, then you can get all of them to do it.
I think you just hit it, right? They had a really a very transformative mayor there, and he applied a tax and then he funded this. And you're exactly right. Like they have a lot of large corporations that are headquartered there. It's Carmel, Indiana. It's a beautiful place, but he's really designed this whole experience downtown to bring people downtown that are have lived in Europe or have lived in larger cities. And it's really transformed what's happening in that city. And it's a really beautiful thing. So we've got a 3D model of that in our booth. We're also going to be showing the fact that all of our projectors are sort of engineered for the rigors of live events, but perfect for fixed installation. we only have like one range, right? Single lens family, single range of projectors, right. and they work for both. But we're also going to be announcing a new global partnership with Cirque du Soleil. So
we wrote about that actually. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
That's and obviously they use a lot of digital imaging technology. We wrote a story about that. I think we're showing it now, it was on our website, and had some images of how you have that partnership. That's a global partnership, right? I mean, every Cirque du Soleil show that uses projection.
It's actually North America only at this point, but our hope is to scale it globally. And we're going to have a performer in the booth. So we've designed the booth to accommodate.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be
really
cool.
That's perfect.
Pretty excited about it. Yeah.
Okay. There's your impressive thing that's going to be. You always do something like booth. So that's in W1800. You can't miss it. Entrance of the West Hall. You'll see Epson there with all their imaging. And of course, Gavin Downey will be there. Remy will be there. A lot of, all the familiar faces from Epson will be there. Make sure you put them on your stops. I mean, 20 years ago, people talked about how projection was dying. And here we are. You walk into any classroom in the country, any classroom in the world, pretty much, you're going to see projection somewhere in that school, if not in every single classroom. And of course, you can't do image mapping without projection. So that's a big part of it. So congratulations. And hey, thanks for supporting all that we do for Infocom. If you want to see all of our Infocom coverage, go to raypubs.com/Infocom. We've already got the stories up there. We're already putting news out. And of course, we'll go to Epson's booth. We'll shoot videos on all the things Gavin's talked about. And we'll do a booth tour. So we'll have a chance for you to see what it's like if you were there at the show. Did I miss anything, Gavin?
No, I don't think so, Gary. We're really looking forward to seeing you in Vegas again. And thanks to you and your entire staff for all the global support. Really appreciate it.
We appreciate it as well. Again, W1800. Of course, you can go to Epson.com right now and check it out. Thanks for joining us. Everyone, have a great day. Yeah.